Chancellor.
I'm Jessica Edwards, and
what do you do here?
I'm the incoming executive director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. We put on the beer festival. It's a little bit of a party, but it's also just that there's just a friendly feeling to it, and I think that's part of the culture of the festival. It's probably about 1,500 people in the gates right now. We're a town of 2,500 people, so that's a lot of people at one festival in our town at one time. The other great big one that happens is in Anchorage, and it's in a big convention center, and it's indoors, and it's a beer and barley wine festival that it's just got a different kind of a feel. This is an outdoor festival. It's held in the movie set from White Fang that was produced here in Haines, and so it's got this sort of Old West feel and a real festival atmosphere. It's very fun. The popularity of craft beer is just kind of booming nationwide. So the attitude that people have about being self-reliant, you know, like with subsistence gathering and making your own stuff, it's part of our culture here, I think.
Hello, how are you?
How are we doing, sir?
Chocolate or
I got
something?
A chocolate milk stout right there.
Someone just told me it was the best one they've tried all day.
Right
so,
on.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks,
there you are, man. Cheers. My name's Joe.
You're with Kenai River Brewing Company?
I am. I'm one of the brewers from Kenai River, yes. Three of the four owners are teachers, actually. And they worked up on the bush teaching, and it was dry. So the one guy started learning how to brew. Started brewing and perfected quite a few beers. And he decided he wanted to make a brewery and did it.
It's a sing-along if you sing very, very quietly and not near me.
My name's Rob Miller. I am the organizer of the homebrew competition. A lot of people joke about, oh yeah, tough duty tasting beer, but I don't think they realize this year we had nearly 50% more entries than last year.
How many did you have?
We had 113 beers in it. We had two or three gushers, and a gusher is when you open the cap and it kind of half explodes and makes a mess. It's either been over carbonated or it has some sort of bacterial infection which makes it livelier than it ought to be. And that's always interesting. It's not a selling point for your beer in the contest. There are no known human pathogens that grow in beer. We're brave. We taste it all. That's part of what we do.